好，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
对，在我开始交通之前，有一个对年轻人一个夏令会当中小小的提醒。
Before I start sharing, there's a reminder for young people.
对，夏令会期间，鼓励弟兄姊妹，特别是年轻人，少用你的手机。
In the summer conference, want to encourage young brothers and sisters not to use your cell phone.
然后就是一些什么 social media 这些东西，如果可以的话，就把那个手机放在那个 airplane 的 mode。
Or even like social media, you can turn your cell phone into airplane mode.
对，但愿主叫我们心是专注在主的身上。
So that our whole heart is concentrated and focused on the Lord Himself.
我今天想要那个交通的主题是什么是福音。
Today the topic that I want to share on is what is the gospel.
在这个进入这个主题之前呢，我们要先有一个认识。
Before I begin speaking on this topic, we want to have some knowledge about certain things first.
就是我们对神的事情呢，不要自己去想象。
It is with regards to the things of God, we cannot imagine it for ourselves.
也就是说，我们的神是怎么样一位神，他喜悦什么样的事情，我们不要自己去自己以为是。
For example, who is our God? What pleases Him? We cannot use our own imagination to come up with conclusions about those.
对，所以所有神的事情呢，我们要根据神的话语。
So everything about God has to be rooted and grounded on the Word of God.
对，很多时候当我在跟福音朋友谈到福音的时候。
When I speak about the gospel with a gospel friend,
我就跟他们分享，我们的神是一位慈爱的神。
I share with them that our God is a God of love.
是一位蛮有智慧的神。
And He's a God of wisdom.
他是公义圣洁的神。
And He's a God who's righteous and holy.
他是大有能力的神。
And He's all powerful.
他是施恩典的神。
And He's God who gives grace.
然后我就很乐意告诉他们说，这些不是我的想象。
And I told them that these are not out of my imagination.
对，一方面是根据神的话语所知道的。
On one hand, it is rooted on what I know from the Word of God.
然后再根据神的话语，我们信主之后的一些实际的经历。
And also, based on the word of God, it is something that we experience after we believe in Him.
然后神喜欢什么，神厌恶什么，我们也要根据神的喜好，不是根据我们的喜好。
And about, with regards to what pleases God and what God hates, it's according to God, not according to ourselves, what we like.
然后也就是说，我们今天信主了，成为基督徒。
And today, we have believed in the Lord Jesus, and we have become a Christian.
然后我们的追求，我们要怎么样追求主，要怎么认识主？
How do we pursue the Lord? How do we know the Lord?
不是我们自己去想象。
It's not according to our own thinking.
对，有的时候，有的基督徒可能觉得说，一个好的基督徒就是固定来聚会了。
Maybe for some Christian, they think that a good Christian is one who comes to meeting regularly.
然后我可能至少吧，每隔一两天会读一次圣经。
Or maybe, you know, every other day I would read the Bible.
然后所以他们就有一个观念说，这个是信主的人的一个好的一个光景。
And so they come up with this idea that this is a Christian who has a good He's a good Christian with this condition.
但是根据神的喜悦呢，这是远远不够的。
But if we look at what God wants, this is far from ideal.
所以我今天想要我们先有一个认识，就是我们的对主的、对神、对主的认识和追求呢，要根据神怎么来看。
And so our knowledge of God and our understanding of God has to be rooted on the Word of God.
然后我想我今天分享的信息的有两个目的。
And have two purpose in today's sharing.
第一个我想借着罗马书来我们一同来明白什么是福音。
Using the book of Romans, we want to understand what is the gospel.
然后在这个负担的底下就是叫我们能够多认识多知道神的目的和他的道路。
And then given this burden, we want to know God's purpose and God's way.
然后同时之间呢我们也越来越能够明白我们为何在这里聚集。
And then more and more, we would understand why do we gather here.
然后另外一个目的 我想愿意与弟兄姊妹一同预备我们的心是为着夏令会的。
Also, I want to prepare our hearts together for the summer conference.
所以我们中弟兄他的题目是基督是一切也在一切之内。
Brother Zhong's topic is Christ is all and in all.
然后我们孙弟兄的题目是他的居所何等可爱。
And Brother Sun's topic is how beautiful is God's dwelling place.
所以我想我们也借着对福音的认识来预备我们的心能够接受神的话语。
And so today, through our understanding of the gospel, we want to prepare our hearts for the summer conference.
在进入那个罗马书的时候
And before we enter into the book of Romans,
有些弟兄姊妹他们称呼罗马书是第五本的福音书。
We know some brothers call the book of Romans as the fifth gospel.
也就是说除了马太、马可、路加、约翰四本福音书之外呢还有一本罗马书是特别专注在福音的。
And so other than the four gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there's this book of Romans that talks about the gospel.
然后作者保罗呢很愿意借着这卷罗马书呢想要把那个福音的完整的意义向弟兄姊妹们能够表达出来。
And the writer here, Paul, wants to explain and make it clear to brothers and sisters what is the gospel.
我就选几处代表性的经文我们一同来念一下。
And so I will choose a few representative verses that we can read together.
罗马书的第二章三到六节。
Romans 2, verses 3 to 6.
罗马书第二章三到六，你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？你竟认对你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心为自己积蓄愤怒以致神震怒显他公义审判的日子来到他必照个人的行为报应个人
Romans 2:3-6 And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance, but in accordance with your hardness and in your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds.
他这边指明人有那个犯罪得罪神的光景。
Here, it points out that man sin and offend God.
甚至一个藐视神的态度。
In fact, man kind of belittle God.
然后在神的感觉里面，神的震怒是在我们这些罪人的身上。
And the wrath of God is upon the sinners.
并且有一个公义审判的日子等着我们。
And there's a day of judgment waiting for us.
然后我们请翻到第三章的二十二到二十四节。
Then let's turn to chapter 3:22-24.
三章二十二到二十四，就是神的义 因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。
Romans 3:22-24 Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ.
那这几节是讲到说所有人都犯了罪。
These few verses says all have sinned.
但是有一个出路是借着信我们的主耶稣基督能够蒙救赎。
But then there's a way out. If you believe in the Lord Jesus, then you will have redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
我们再翻到罗马书的第六章四到六节。
Let's continue on to chapter 6, verses 4 to 6.
罗马书第六章四到六。所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Romans 6:4-6 Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, and we should no longer be slaves of sin.
这个部分是强调受浸的意义。
This section focuses on the meaning of baptism.
对，受浸的意义是指我们与主同死、同埋葬，并且同复活。
Baptism focuses on we being crucified with Christ, being buried with Christ, and being resurrected with Christ.
为何能够有这样的一个果效？是因为我们这些信主的人已经与基督联合了。
And how can this be? It is because we are in union with Christ.
然后借着这样的一个联合，我们可以脱离罪的捆绑。
And because of this union, we can be rid with the bondage of sin.
那我们再翻到这个部分的最后一处，第八章，第八章十九到二十一。
Chapter 8:19-21.
第八章十九到二十一。受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Chapter 8:19-21 For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
这边有一个超越时间的眼光。
Here we have a perspective that is beyond time.
到了一个结局的时候，所有的受造之物呢，都因着我们这批信主的人能够被带进荣耀里。
So the whole creation will be brought into glory because of us who believe.
我刚才念的圣经是比较多。
There are quite a bit of verses that we went through.
刚才我所讲的呢，全部都包含在福音的里面。
So all these are encompassed by the gospel.
对，很多时候当如果你问你自己说，我要怎么样来解释什么是福音呢？
So when you ask yourself, how do I present or explain the gospel?
或是对我来讲，我是一个信福音、信主的人。
Or I am one who believes in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我的理解里面，什么是福音呢？
So what is my understanding of the gospel?
对，也许很多的基督徒会讲到说啊，我是一个罪人，所以我蒙了主的恩典。
So many Christians would say, I'm a sinner saved by grace.
然后我信主之后就进了天堂，以后就要进了天堂了，那真是太好了。
And now that I'm saved, one day I'll be going to heaven, and this is wonderful.
那可能这就是我所认识的福音的几乎是全部是这个样子。
And then maybe this is my understanding of the whole gospel.
但是我刚才只是挑选当中的一些的圣经。
But a while ago, I have selected verses.
就像我开头讲的。
And just like what I said in the beginning.
所以如果我们要认识福音，不是说我想的是怎么样就是怎么样。
So when we think about the gospel, it is not just according to what we think the gospel should be.
对，也许我们现在认识是对的。
Maybe our understanding is correct.
但是那个认识有可能是非常那个范围是非常的狭比较窄小。
But then maybe my knowledge, even though accurate, is only a small part or in a very narrow sense.
对，所以当保罗在写罗马书的时候，他想把那个福音的那个完整、那个全备、那个丰富，想要用有限的文字来向我们表达。
And so Paul, with you know limited words, he wanted to show the fullness and the complete gospel.
对，他把福音的那个前因后果都写了给我们了。
He tells us both the cause and effect of the gospel.
当中有个原因是人都犯了罪。
One of the cause is all have sinned.
然后亏缺了神的荣耀。
And they have not attained the glory of God.
然后也跟神的关系完全隔绝了。
And they're separated from God. There's no relationship with God.
我们跟神好像一个敌人一样。
And we're like enemies towards God.
对，神虽然爱我们。
Even though God loves us.
但当神看罪人身上的罪的时候，他就感觉是愤怒的。
But when God sees the sins in this man, all he can have is wrath towards sin.
所以因着如此呢，神为我们预备了一个出路。
And that's the reason why God gave us a way out.
对，他开了一条又新又活的路，叫我们能够凭着信，能够蒙拯救。
Through faith, he gave us a new and living way. So through faith, we can be saved.
所以刚才我们念的当中一段圣经，那个称为我们称它为因信称义。
And so, we said that we are justified by faith.
对，我们是因着信主得到这个白白的恩典。
Justified by faith means it's because we live in the Lord Jesus, we receive this free grace.
本来是一个在神震怒之下一个污秽的人。
Before we are under the wrath of God.
我们只要一信主。
But once we believe in the Lord,
那整个地位就完全翻转过来。
Our whole position is changed.
然后我们在神的父神的眼光里面，就像我们的主耶稣神的羔羊一样的。
In the eyes of the Father God, we become like the Lord Jesus, the Lamb.
对，他把我们罪洗得比血更白。
He took away and cleansed all our sin to be as white as, and we become as white as snow.
他赦免我们。
He forgave us.
也接纳我们，就如同他爱他的儿子一样。
And he accepts us like how he loved his beloved son.
然后接着呢，他没有停留在这里。
But God does not stop here.
他要我们在我们的人生的路程里面能够脱离罪的捆绑。
He wants us to be free from the bondage of sin through our life.
他要我们活在那个生命和平安里。
He wants us to live in life with peace.
这个叫做成圣。
And this is what we call to be sanctified.
然后到了最终呢，他要把我们带进那个神的荣耀里面。
And then at the end, he wants to bring us into the glory of God.
原本是亏缺神的荣耀，根本谈不上任何的荣耀。
At the beginning, we are sinners, and we don't have the glory of God.
但最终呢、神能够叫人得荣耀，并且跟整个宇宙都有关系。
But then at the end, he wants man to be glorified, and it's in relation to the whole creation.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚的交通可能蛮多人会觉得是很基本的。
Maybe for many, you feel like what I have shared is so foundational.
但是其实，可能我据我的认识，可能有相当多的基督徒只比较认识因信称义。
But for many Christians, they probably only know like a part, which is just justified by faith.
所以我们今天一同在这里追求。
So today we're pursuing, all of us are pursuing together.
我们要一同来认识神那个全备的救恩。
We want to know the complete gospel.
不要因为我们的自以为是把神的救恩把它缩小。
We don't want to make the gospel small.
然后接下来我想要交通的可能是失落更厉害的一个地方。
Now I want to talk about something that might have been lost.
Yeah, 就是普遍在基督徒当中失落的很厉害的一个情况。
This is something that has been lost among Christians today.
我们请翻到罗马书的第一章。
If we turn to Romans chapter 1,
罗马书的第一章的一到四节。
And we read,verses 1 to 4.
对，我念罗马书一章一到四。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫生的，大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Romans 1:1-4 Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
从我刚才提到的一些的好几段的圣经文。
Based on the different passages of scriptures that I mentioned.
对，没有错，这些全部是福音的内容。
They're all part of the content of the gospel.
对，我们弟兄保罗先把人的那个犯罪的那个败坏先向我们表达出来。
Paul started with showing us the corruption of man and how man is all sinful.
然后他又继续的表达说，哇，神的恩典实在是奇妙，因为我们只需要凭着信。
And then he showed us the wonderful grace of God that we can be saved through faith.
然后他就继续讲到说，我们的受浸的有一个意义，就是我们我们可以开始能够过一个圣洁的生活。
And then he speak to us about the meaning of the baptism that we can start to live a holy life.
然后最后他又提到说，大概提到说，就我们有一天身体得赎，哇，整个宇宙好像在好像在主里面，在基督里面同归于一。
And then one day, even our body will be glorified, and the whole creation will be one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，福音的内容是很丰富的。
And so we see how rich and full is the content of the gospel.
是神在他儿女的身上那个工作太奇妙了。
And how wonderful is the work of God in amongst His people.
但是在保罗讲述这么完备的救恩的开头的时候。
But at the beginning, before he even gets into the gospel,
他想要告诉我们说什么是福音。
He wants to tell us what is the gospel.
他说我保罗是神的仆人，我是特别有一个托付要传福音的。
And so he started saying that Paul, he himself, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, and was separated to the gospel of God.
然后他提到说，这个福音其实也不是完全是全新的东西。
And this gospel is not like totally new.
然后因为在以前的旧约圣经和众先知的启示里面，其实已经摸到这个福音了。
Because God had already promised that, and the prophet had already said something about it.
然后他就直接讲说，这个福音到底是什么呢？
And then he said, what is the gospel?
这个福音就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
The gospel is actually, it's concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个是根据神的话。
This is based on God's word.
对，有时候我们有观念啊，福音里面有好多好多神各样的工作。
So many times we think, oh, the gospel contains a lot of the works of God.
然后我蒙拯救，我可以胜过罪。
And if I am saved, then I can be free from the bondage of sin.
对，感谢主许多的恩典带领我。
And there's God has a lot of grace for me and will lead me.
没有错，这些其实都是在福音里面的一个工作。
No doubt, these are part of the work in the gospel.
但是保罗在讲这许多的内容的时候，他一定要。开头的时候一定要讲得很清楚。
But even before he went into the content, he started with something that is very clear.
他说弟兄姊妹们，我们一定要知道说我传的福音，我是在传耶稣基督神的儿子。
And he said, the gospel that I preach is concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这个保罗的感觉里面，
So in Paul's sense,
对，我可以写一封很长的信，叫做罗马书。
I can write a long letter called the letter to the Romans.
对，但是我不管写什么东西。
But whatever I write,
我现在假装我是保罗，我心中深深知道我在传的是一位。
So if I'm Paul, what I am preaching is the one is concerning the one.
所以也就是说福音是一个人或者说 是那位神的儿子。
So you could say the gospel is the one that, the, that, that one God.
然后在保罗的感觉里面，哦，我先告诉各位，这个我现在传的福音呢就是神的儿子。
And so he said, the gospel that I'm preaching is the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后后面接下来写的所有的东西，所有的经历，所有的那个真理。
And everything that I write about experience, about doctrine,
或是说我告诉各位，就基督徒会有这些种种的经历。
Or if I tell people a Christian would have this and that experience,
意思是说，所有我写的这些全部是根据于我们的主耶稣基督。
All of this are based on our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果没有主耶稣基督做根据的话，我后面所有的这些东西。通通是枉然的。
If the Lord Jesus Christ is not the basis, then all this are futile.
也就是说，保罗感觉里面所有的福音工作呢，都是因为主耶稣，也是借着主耶稣，也是为着主耶稣。
So all the gospel is through Christ for Christ.
然后到了结尾的时候，我们看罗马书十六章。
And then at the end, in Romans 16,
罗马书十六章二十五到二十七
,25-27,
罗马书十六章二十五到二十七，唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心，这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
So Romans 16:25-27. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. To God alone wise.Be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
对，我刚中文忘了念最后一节。愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿门。OK, 这个可以了。那这个是罗马书的最后的结 那个结论。
So this is the conclusion of the book of Romans.
所以保罗再次他讲了好长的 一卷书信，他最后再做了一个结论。
So Paul went through the whole letter, and then this is his conclusion.
他说我所传的福音，也就是说我所讲的耶稣基督。
And so he said that when he preached the gospel, he's preaching Jesus Christ.
然后这个奥秘呢，这个好像隐藏了，一历史历代隐藏的奥秘，如今我向各位显明出来了。
And this mystery, which seems to have been kept secret, is now revealed.
也就是说，从创世以来，这个神心中的这个福音的意义呢，从来都没有改变过。
So, the gospel in the heart of God, even from eternity past up to now.Has not changed.
然后这个福音的中心那个根基呢，是我们主耶稣基督。
And the heart of the gospel is our Lord Jesus Christ.
也许过去很多的很多的人只能够摸到影子，不是那么完全明白。
Maybe in the past, people only catch the shadow or the type.
但是今天我们活在这个新约的时代。
But now we're in the period of the New Testament.
在保罗的感觉里面，弟兄姊妹。这个奥秘已经完全向我们打开了。
So for Paul, he knows that this mystery has been openly revealed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天是有福的。
And so today we are so blessed.
然后我们可以开始有是一种追求我们所认识的福音，我们全备的福音是根据于一位。
So this.Gospel that we're pursuing is based on one person.
今天这个真理好像听起来不是很难理解。
Maybe it's not that hard to understand when you listen to the doctrine.
但是在实际的那个生活经历追求里面，这个真理其实失落得很厉害。
But actually, in the pursuit, in reality, in experience, this has been lost.
我可以再多解释一点。
So let me explain a little more.
我刚才有提到那个受浸的意义，对不对？
For example, I mentioned the meaning of baptism.
也就是说我们信主了。
We are believers now.
然后我们也受浸了。
And we have been baptized.
然后以后要怎么过基督徒的生活？
So now, how do we live a Christian life?
这个就是受浸的意义当中一个所要表达的。
This is part of what baptism wants to show.
它里面有一个很关键的意思是说，借着受浸，我们表明了我们与基督是联合的。
One of the key things that is supposed to be manifested by baptism is that now we are united with Christ.
也就是说我们信主之后的基督徒生活呢，不是凭修行或者修养做一个好人。
And so it means that our Christian life is not a life that is something that we want to cultivate or we want to use our effort and cultivate and be a good person.
我们一生的基督徒的生活都是根据我们是与基督联合的。
The basis of our Christian life is that we are united with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我们绝大部分都受过浸了。
I'm sure most of us have been baptized.
我们不要把受浸的意义丢掉了。
We should not lose that meaning of baptism.
对，受浸是一次没有错。
It's true. You only get baptized once in your life.
但是受浸的意义应该要跟着我们一生。
But the meaning of baptism has to follow us through our whole life.
当我们在受浸的时候，我们见证我是与基督联合的。
At baptism, we testify that we are united with Christ.
对，那个老旧的马尾修已经过去了。
Because the old Benjamin is already passed away.
然后也埋掉了，埋葬了。
And he's buried.
啊，今天里面有一个基督的新造的生命在这个弟兄里面。
But today, there is a new life in this brother.
然后他主叫我们用这个，借着这个新造的生命，一举一动有新生的样式。
And through this new life, you have, through this new life in us, we live it out and there's newness in our living.
对，因着这个新生命的那个发动的那个果效。
It's because of this source of this new life.
那我们开始慢慢明白怎么样过一个分别为圣的生活。
We start to live a separated type of life.
然后我们在许多的经历里面，我们开始有一些胜过罪的经历。
And so we have experience of how we overcome sin.
我要念一段的那个网络上，应该这样讲，就是在在一些基督徒当中，他们有时候会传一些文章。
So I want to read a passage that is something that sometimes Christians would send, you know, over in the internet.
对，我以前不小心就被以前的同学们找到，被拉到他们群里面。
One of my classmates pulled me into this group in the web.
然后后来，然后进去之后，有一点恢复联络，我就知道说我以前的老同学们有一些是基督徒了。
Oh, and then I found out that some of my old classmates have become Christians.
对，我也为他们心中感觉得高兴。
And I was joyful that they have believed and become Christian.
那有一些人是比较 active， 就是比较热心的基督徒。
Some are more active and kind of more zeal as Christians.
对，有时候所以他们就会在大部分是不信主的这个群里面就放一些好像是传福音的文章。
And because this group have non-believers, and so some of the Christians would put some literature there concerning Christianity.
对，有一些弟兄姊妹，有部分弟兄姊妹听我提到过最近。
Some brothers and sisters have heard of this particular sharing that I gave.
文章很长，我只念当中的我觉得关键的部分。
The article is quite long, but I'm just going to read one section.
这个文章的作者呢，前几天跟一些老师聚餐。
The author of that article had a meeting with some teachers.
然后这些老师呢，都是在我来的地方得到那个优良教师奖的老师。
They're good teachers.
They're award.
Oh, they're awarded as good teachers.
Yes. 然后这个作者就问这些老师说，哎呀，你觉得现在的学生最难教的是什么东西？
And they asked those good awarded teachers, you know, what is the hardest thing to impart or teach your students?
或是说这个时代这些年轻的学生们哪些地方很需要改进的。
Or in this generation, what are the things that should be changed among this generation of students?
很稀奇，这几个优良教师都说感恩这件事情是很欠缺的。
Amazingly, the teacher said that that gratitude is something that is very lacking among the students.
就是 Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
呀，他们不太早懂得。感恩。
They do not know how to give thanks.
Yeah. 所以因为孩子们不懂得感恩，所以都不会珍惜他们有的东西。
And because they're not thankful, they do not value what they have.
有时候有些东西不喜欢就把它扔了。
If they don't like something, they will just throw them away.
有时候有一些的困难呢，有一些挫折，里面就觉得会抱怨。
Or if they face some difficulty, then they would, you know, have a very huge complaint about it.
所以这个作者呢就有一个感叹。
And so this author have a sigh about this what's happening.
他说人生会有困难有挫折其实是正常的。
He said that it is normal that there would be difficulty and something problematic in life.
然后如果你什么事情都很顺利其实反而不是正常的。
If everything is so smooth, that's actually not normal.
然后他说一个懂得感恩的人呢 就不会得抑郁症。
A person who knows how to be thankful will not go into depression.
弟兄姊妹，你听到这边，你觉得他讲的有错吗？
So when you hear this, do you think there's anything wrong with what he said?
对，他说人要感恩嘛。
He said, we have to be thankful.
对，如果你多感恩的话，就比较不会抑郁，比较不会忧虑。
And if you know how to give thanks, then there's less chance of you becoming depressed.
这个是一些热心的基督徒们喜欢传递的文章。
These are the type of articles thatthese Christians like to put on the web.
到了后面的时候，我再念一点就可以了。
Then at the end, it said.
他说，感恩这件事情需要常常被提醒。
That we have to be reminded often about giving thanks.
许多宗教团体，像基督教，在吃饭前都要感恩祷告。
There are many religious groups, especially like Christian group. Before meal, they want to give thanks.
对，然后佛教徒也要念经感恩。
The Buddhists also have their own Thanksgiving chant.
对，当你读到这句话的时候，你可以肯定这个作者他不是基督徒的。
And when you read this, you feel the author is not a Christian.
我希望大家不知道有没有听到什么问题哈。
I don't know if you recognize any problem in what I've read.
我还看过一个文章，它是大概是这个意思。
And I also saw another article, and this is what it meant.
它这是讲到说人要做一个诚实的人。
It talks about a person should be an honest person.
在很久以前，在美国有一个年轻人，就是没钱了。
There was a young person in America and he didn't have money.
然后到了那个公用电话亭，不小心那个捡到了钱。
And he went to a payphone and then he found there's money there.
他很诚实，就打电话到电话公司说，你这边有钱，这个你们有遗失钱，我不要，就是你们我要怎么处理这批钱还给你们。
And so he called the phone company and said, there's a pot of money here, you know, how do you want to deal with this?
然后电话公司接到这个电话处理这件事情的人，听到时候，觉得这个人很诚实。
The person who received this phone call felt that, wow, this person is so honest.
就说其实你就把这点钱拿去用吧。
And so he told the young person, you can just use this money.
哇，结果那天他就有东西可以吃了之类的。
And so this young person who was poor could use that, then he used the money and then he could eat that day.
等到过了多年之后，他成了一个成功的企业家。
And then after many years, he became a very successful industrialist.
然后他就捐了一大笔钱给那家电话公司。
And then he donated a very huge sum of money to that phone company.
所以另外一篇文章的意思说，你如果有诚实的话，就有好的报应。
So what they're implicating is that if you are honest, you will be rewarded in the end.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是基督徒们在传递的文章。
These are the type of articles that is being spread by Christians.
你们知道问题在哪里吗？
Do you see where the problem lies?
对，当他们把这个文章发出来的时候，
When they put these articles out,
哇，群里面的这个所有不信主的这些人都称赞。
And all the non-believers are praising
that. 这文章写得太好了。
These articles are very well written. They are so good.
对，我们人要感恩。
Yes, we have to give thanks.
我们人要做一个诚实的人。
Yes, we have to be honest people.
对，不信主的人都很喜欢，一看就很欣赏。
So non-believers also appreciate this and feel good about them.
对不对，问题在哪里？
Where does the problem lie?
这些文章里面从来都不提主耶稣基督的。
All these articles never mention about our Lord Jesus Christ.
他没有错，他从人的角度来说，要人做好人。
It's true, from man's perspective, they want men to be good people.
但是你凭着你自己可以感恩呢?
But can you really be a thankful person, just depending on yourself?
对你过，你好像照着你的良心，你可以做一个诚实的人呢?
And just by your conscience, you can be an honest person.
你里面都不用提到主耶稣基督。
And you don't even have to mention Jesus Christ.
啊，这个文章，信主的、不信主的都觉得很有道理，都很欣赏。
And so whether they're Christian or they're non-Christian, they love this article.
弟兄姊妹，这是完全这条路完全是错的路。
This is the wrong way.
因为照就是我刚才用罗马书来讲。
Because a while ago I was referring to the book of Romans.
对，基督徒所有的生活成长全部要根据这一位福音的那一位。
All of our Christian living and our Christian growth, the basis is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够心中喜乐，我们觉得感恩。
We can have joy, we can be thankful.
是因为我们有主。
It's because we have our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们的神要我们借着与基督的联合来发表这些的美好的性情。
And it is through our union with Christ that we can show forth or manifest all these good characters.
如果我们在这些的表现的时候是跟耶稣基督没有关系的话，
If we have seemingly good characters and it has nothing to do with our Lord,
其实一方面恐怕我们都做不到。
First of all, we might not be able to do it.
对，另外一方面我们走错了路。
And secondly, we are on the wrong track.
那甚至神是恨恶这条路的。
In fact, God hates that way.
对，神所喜悦的路是叫我们倚靠我们的主。
Because the way that our Lord wants is we are dependent on our Lord.
依靠这个在我们里面那个新造的生命。
And to be dependent on that new life in us.
对，有一个例子给我，其实给我第一次读的时候印象很深刻。
There was one example and it left a deep impression on me.
对，有一次有一个弟兄对他自己实在觉得太失望。
There was a brother who was very disappointed with himself.
对，为什么我就是控制不了我的脾气呢？
Why can't I control my own temper?
对，我明明知道信了主，我是个基督徒，不应该随便发脾气。
I know that I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, I'm not supposed to have a flare of my temper.
但是我在家里面，在工作的地方，有了一些刺激，我就控制不了自己。
But then at home or at work when there's some provocation, I couldn't control myself.
对，到了一个地步他就放下面子。
Then at one point, he laid down his face.
来寻求这个年长弟兄的帮助。
He came and before an elder brother.
他说，弟兄啊，请我迫切的请你为我祷告。
He said, brother, I really ask,that please pray for me.
对，请你为我祷告，让我有一个忍耐，让我不随便发脾气。
Please pray for me that I will have this patience, so I would not that my temper would not flare up.
我不晓得他是不是觉得年长弟兄祷告比较灵验吗？
I don't know. Maybe he thought the prayer of an elder brother is more effective.
他本来觉得他这个。要这个 request 就是他这个请求是一个很属灵的请求。
At the beginning, he thought that this request is a very spiritual request.
应该是这个年长弟兄应该是欣然觉得哇，这个人有追求的。
The elder brother would probably respond that, wow, this person, he's really pursuing the Lord.
但出乎他意料之外，这个年长弟兄说。我不能这样为你祷告。
But to his surprise, the elder brother said, I cannot pray like this for you.
对，我不愿意这样为你祷告。
I don't want to pray this for you.
然后那个弟兄就很着急啊，他一直解释说，我真的有这个需要，然后我也有这个心愿，不要发脾气的。
And the brother said, he was like, I really don't want to have my temper flare up. I really have this problem.
然后年长弟兄告诉他说，其实你不需要忍耐。
And then the elder brother said, actually, you don't have to be patient.
对，你不需要有好脾气。
You don't have to have a good temper.
啊，那这个弟兄就啊、就搞不清楚你这什么意思，我都听不懂啊。
And so now the brother is confused. I don't really get it. What are you saying?
我最需要的就是忍耐跟好脾气，为什么你说我不需要呢？
What I need most is to be patient. What I need most is to have a good temper. Why do you say I don't need them?
对，你好弟兄好像故意的让他有点思想。
Because the elder brother wants him to think through this.
啊，最后他回答说，其实你不需要忍耐。
And then the brother, elder brother said, actually you don't need patience.
对，你真正需要的是基督。
What you need is the Lord Jesus.
哇，我第一次看到这个比方的这个故事的时候。
So the first time I saw this example, this story.
我心中有一个震动跟一个印象。
I have this impression and this shaking inside of me.
对，照着我天然来讲，我就是需要忍耐嘛。
According to nature, I do need this patience.
然后我突然心中有一个开启，是原来我信了主，我所要过的生活是靠着我们的主耶稣基督的。
But then I have this realization. Now I'm a believer. My life has to be dependent on my Lord.
然后那个忍耐是从他来的。
And that patience is from the Lord.
啊，不是我去修养勉强自己来的。
It is not out of compelling myself or putting effort to it that it will come.
对，里面的喜乐是从主来的。
The joy is from the Lord.
我自己没有办法制造出我想喜乐。
I cannot create that joy myself.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是我保罗想要在罗马书传递的福音。
This is the gospel that Paul wants to preach in Romans.
他说福音是那位主耶稣基督。
Because the gospel is our Lord Jesus Christ.
对，我们的路是借着与基督联合，靠着他的生命来活的。
And our way, the way we walk, is through our union with Christ.
啊，就算到了即使到了最后最后的时候。
And then in the final, at the very end,
然后神的目的，神所看见的那个完全的目的是说人能够完全并且完全能够彰显基督的性情。
The end is that God wants men to be perfect and to manifest Christ.
然后基督找着了他能够匹配的同伴。
And Christ can find his companion who's worthy of him.
所以这个福音从起头的是耶稣基督。
So at the very beginning, the gospel is Christ.
然后过程也是靠着主耶稣基督。
The whole process is also Christ.
到了它的结局和目的仍然是耶稣基督。
And at the end and the purpose is also Christ.
哇，这个真的很奇妙。
This is amazing.
这个跟我人的观念是完全不同的。
This is totally different from man's perspective.
对，人的观念就是，哎呀，感谢主，我蒙恩得救了。
From man's perspective, it is, I thank the Lord, I'm saved.
对，我好好的去做好，做成一个好基督徒。
Now I want to be a good Christian.
啊，神就说，你这个路完全不对。
But then God said, if you're doing it according to yourself, that's the wrong way.
他，我们神说，你要认识主。
God said, you have to know Christ.
要亲近他。
You have to be close to Christ.
然后去经历他那个生命的奇妙和丰盛。
You have to experience the abundant life in Christ.
这个才是福音。
This is the gospel.
然后我们这次夏令会，我刚提到，我们中弟兄的题目是，基督是一切，也在一切之内。
And I mentioned this summer conference, our brother Zhong's topic is Christ is all and in all.
我愿意借着一节圣经，我们一同有点预备。
And then through one verse, let us prepare ourselves.
我们翻到《使徒行传》十一章二十六节。
Let's turn to Acts 11:26.
《使徒行传》十一章二十五、二十六。
Acts 26:25-26. Acts 11:25-26.
啊，对对对， 他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
我们弟兄这个题目，基督是一切啊。
Our brother's topic that Christ is all.
我是讲不来的，就是我不是 capable 能够分享这个题目的。
I'm not capable of sharing on that topic.
但是我们弟兄心中有这个负担。
But our brother has this burden in his heart.
因为他愿意把我们引到那个完备的福音的经历里面。
He wants to lead us into the experience of the full gospel.
然后我们弟兄愿意用四个小题目来交通的。
And our brother wants to use four subtopics to fellowship with us.
对，第一个是讲到基督是我们的满足。
So, one first is Christ is our sufficiency.
Yeah, sufficiency. 第二个是基督是我们生命的粮。
And the second is Christ is the bread of life.
第三个，基督是我们的平安。
Third is Christ is our peace.
第四个，基督是我们的一切。
And then fourth, Christ is our all.
所以我们一同预备我们的心，能够来领受主的话语。
So let us prepare our hearts so we can receive God's word.
这个其实是我刚才提到是，其实就是它的根基。
So what I mentioned a while ago is the foundation to this.
福音是那一位耶稣基督，我们的主。
The gospel is our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后这位主呢，也成为我们的满足，成为我们的平安。
And our Lord is our sufficiency. Our Lord is our peace.
好，今天我们信了福音，我们的身份改变了。
Today we have received the gospel and our life has changed.
我们成为了基督徒。
We become Christians.
那什么是基督徒？
What is a Christian?
对，第一次有这个基督徒的名称出现是在刚才所念的安提阿那个地方。
The first time this word Christian, is mentioned is here, and it's in Antioch.
对，那个时候有一些弟兄姊妹信主了，聚在那个地方，安提阿那个城市。
There was a group of believers and they gathered in Antioch.
然后不信主的人在那边看这些信耶稣的弟兄姊妹。
And the non-believers are observing and they see this group of believers.
就给他们取了一个绰号叫做基督徒。
And they gave them a name, kind of a nickname.
所以基督徒开头的时候不是信主的人自己取的。
So the name Christians is not given by believers to themselves.
在开头的时候有一点嘲笑的意味的。
In fact, this name Christian is kind of like a term that's used to laugh at this believer.
他们笑他说，笑他，笑我们说，我们这批人是基督的人，就基督徒就是基督的人。
To this word Christians means that this group of believers are Christ men.
Yeah, Christ men, 对。那为什么他们会这样子笑弟兄姊妹呢？
Why would they be laughing at this group of believers?
对，因为他们一观察这些信主的人。
Because when they look at these believers,
诶，他们聚会的时候在一起唱诗歌。
They observe that together they would be singing.
在诗歌里面老是在那边唱耶稣基督耶稣基督。
And the content of the song would be about the Lord Jesus.
然后跟他们他们祷告的时候，他们在讲话的时候也常常提到主耶稣基督。
Or when they're praying, it would still be about Christ.
等到回家的时候，他们祷告之后也说奉主耶稣基督的名。
And then when they pray at the end of their prayer would be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后在他们的家里面生活当中，好像这些人就以耶稣基督为他们生活的中心。
And at home in their living, Christ would be the center of their living.
哇，他们看来看去，你们这批人真是货真价实的基督人。
And so to them, you are in and out Christ's man.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么是基督徒？
And so, what does it mean to be a Christian?
对，基督徒就是我们人的生活是以主为中心的一批人。
And so this means that we are a group of people where Christ is the center of everything.
对，我们是属于他的。
And we belong to him.
对，他是我们诗歌的主题。
He is the main center, the main thing in our song.
他是我们的依靠。
We depend only on him.
在生活的行走当中，他与我们同在。
In our daily living, he's with us.
他是我们的盼望。
And he is our hope.
今天虽然看不见他，但有一天我们要与他面对面。
Even though we don't see him physically today, one day we will be with him face to face.
他是我们的平安。
And he is our peace.
弟兄姊妹，只要主在的话，我们还有什么可以惧怕的呢？
So if the Lord is present, what else, what are we afraid of?
我可以用一个比方。
So let me give an example.
对，比如说我，假设我是一个小孩子。
If I were a little child.
然后在我的心目当中，妈妈是万能的。
And then to me, my mom is all powerful.
对，我肚子饿的时候就找她。
When I'm hungry, I'll look for my mom.
然后我功课不会的时候就找爸爸，找妈妈也可以。
When I have problem with my homework, or maybe I'll look for my dad, but also my mom.
对，我生病的时候就找妈妈。
When I'm sick, I'll look for my mom.
对，我感觉我的妈妈可以做好多事情。
So to me, my mom can do a lot of stuff.
对，有的时候我们对神也希望也有这种认识。
And so we hope that we also have this kind of knowledge with our God.
对，我们知道一切的事物都在主的管理的底下。
We know that everything is under God's control.
啊，但是我们还有下面一层。
But then there's another level.
对，也许我是一个小孩。
So if I were a little kid.
我今天碰到可能有好多事情，好多的环境。
And I'm faced with different circumstances.
但今天我看见我的妈妈就在我的身旁。
And then I see that my mom is just here with me.
我就安息了。
Then I feel peace and I can rest.
我先不要想说问题要怎么解决。
I don't have to be thinking about how is the problem going to get solved.
对，我只要一看到旁边，我妈妈就在这里。
The fact that I see and know my mom is here with me.
对，所以之前弟兄也提到，我们认识神所做，就神的做事。
Brother said we know God's work.
我们也更需要认识神的所事，就是他是那一位。
But even more so, we have to know who God is.
所以有的时候，我们在一些比较忧虑的情形里面。
So maybe in difficult circumstances.
然后我们一看，主在这里。
But then we see, oh, God is with me.
主说是我。
And God said to us, it is I.
对，我与你同在。
I'm with you.
对，我们心中就安息了。
Then immediately we can have that rest within.
也许在，或是说从这些，我只是举一个简单的一个例子。
So I'm just giving a simple example.
经过这样的一个经历里。经历之后
，If you go through this experience，
我们好像可以从心中说，是的，基督是我的平安。
Then I can say, indeed, God is my peace。
好像不仅仅是他能够解决我的问题
，Not only is he just a problem solver，
而是我经历到一种情形，主在这里，我里面就安息了。
But what I experience is because I。Sense that he's with me, then I'm at peace.
所以我请弟兄姊妹回去思想一下。
So I want brothers and sisters to go home and think about this.
对，请问 你觉得基督是你的平安吗？
Let me ask you, is God, is Christ our peace?
对，请问基督是不是曾经是你的心中的满足和喜乐呢？
Is Christ your joy and your sufficiency?
我们是否曾经在假比如说读圣经的时候，我们觉得好像有一种生命的粮供应在我们心中的深处呢？
Have we experienced that, like when we're reading the Bible, we experience that, oh, this word is like bread of life to me.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们愿意在主的面前，继续的寻求，继续的追求。
So we want brothers and sisters to continue to pursue.
既然我们的神，我们的主应许他是我们的满足，他是我们的平安。
Since God Himself, Christ Himself has promised us that He is our sufficiency, He is our peace.
我们就相信说，我愿意进到这个完备的福音的经历里面。
Then I want to believe, I want to enter through faith.
这个是我们预备我们的心。
So this is how we prepare our hearts.
对，因为我们发现我们不足，我们就是我们没有那么美好的经历。
We realize that we are so lacking in our experience.
所以当我们弟兄有这个负担，神借着他有这个负担，想要提醒我们基督是一切的时候。
And so when our brother come with a burden, wanting us to know this, wanting to remind us.
我们就向主祷告说，主啊，我的确承认今天我不太能够说这句话在我身上是真的。
Then we go to the Lord and said, Lord, indeed today I cannot say with confidence that this is true and real in my life.
但是我愿意借着这次的聚会，我这些的经历，这些的应许在我身上是越来越真实。
But then through the meeting,that this promises would be, this word of yours would be real in my life.
最后我再提一个点。
There's one last point I want to mention.
我们请翻到罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章四跟五节。
Four and five.
罗马书十二章四跟五，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Romans 12:4-5.For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
对，那个十二章的前面一二节哈，我刚刚就没有念了。
I did not read verses 1 and 2 of chapter 12.
它是讲到基督徒的奉献。
Those verses speak of the consecration of Christians.
那其实我刚才讲到主是基督徒的中心的时候，它的根本的意义是讲到一批奉献的人。
When I speak that of Christ being the center of this group of people, then these are people who have consecrated themselves.
也就是说，我们的主耶稣基督是这批人真正的主人。
Because the Lord is really the Lord and Master of this group of people.
当这批人真正认主为他们生命的主宰的时候，
When these people really recognize and acknowledge the Lord as their Lord,
他们才有办法经历基督是他们的平安，基督是他们的满足。
Then that's when they can really experience Christ is their peace and Christ is their sufficiency.
然后接下来保罗继续讲到这个福音的全备的福音的时候，
And then when Paul talk about this full gospel,
他讲到说我们每个基督徒都像一个身体上的肢体。
He said that all of us Christians, we are like members of a body.
然后神把我们放在一起，放在神的家里面。
And the Lord put us all together in His house.
弟兄姊妹，这是福音的一部分。
This is also a part of the gospel.
也就是说，如果我们要经历完备的福音的话，你不能够只有你自己一个人。
If you really want to experience the complete gospel, you cannot be by yourself.
这个其实也不难理解哦。
And this is not really hard to understand.
我们每一个人信主的时候，都称我们的父神是我们的天父。
When we first believe, we called our Father in heaven.
然后我们被带到神的羊圈，就是神的家里面了。
And then we are brought into the fold at God's house.
然后我们彼此都称为弟兄姐妹，因为我们是都是神的儿女。
And then we call each other brothers and sisters because we're all children of God.
我以前用过这个比方啊。
So before I've used this example.
对，如果一个人的职业是老师。
If a person's job is to be a teacher.
那他必须在什么样的一个场合，就一个环境里面，才能够尽到他老师的功用呢？
Then under what circumstance would this person be able to fulfill his or her job?
他必须要在那个学校或是那个课堂里面才能够尽到老师的责任和功用。
Of course, this person has to be in a school for this person to do his or her job as a teacher.
你如果把一个老师放在法庭里面的话，那个他是没有用处的。
If you put a teacher in a courtroom, the teacher cannot really do his or her job there.
但是如果你是律师的话，你就放在那个法庭里面。
But if you're a lawyer, the right place for you is in a courtroom.
他就能够尽他的功用，他这个人就有意义。
Because then he can do his function, and there would be purpose in his life.
好，那我就要请问神的儿女要在什么情形才有意义？
And so I ask, in what circumstance would a child of God have meaning?
一个神的儿女他要有意义的话，他必须被放在神的家里面。
For a child of God to have meaning in his life, he has to be placed in God's household.
所以当一个基督徒如果是远离神的家的话，他就很难完成神要他完成的意义。
And so if a Christian is not in the house of God, then it's hard for this person to have meaning.
所以神的儿女要在神的家里面尽他的功用。
And so children of God have to be in God's household for them to function.
对，也就是说神家的建造是包含在这个福音的里面。
And so the building of God's house is part of the gospel.
好，我们孙弟兄这次会选了诗篇84篇第一节作为他的题目。
And this time our brother son chose Psalm 84:1 to be the main topic.
对，那个题目是你的居所何等可爱。
And it is that how beautiful is your dwelling place.
对， 换句话说，他是讲到说神的家何等可爱。
In another word, it is saying how beautiful is God's house.
对，所以我试着在预备弟兄姊妹的心。
And so I want to prepare brothers and sisters' heart.
对，不要把自己作为一个单独的人。
Don't be an individual by yourself.
我们要知道说我们是互为肢体，被摆在神的家里面。
You have to know that you're a member of a body and you're put in God's house.
然后神也继续带领我们能够爱慕是在神的家里面。
And God is leading us that we would love to be in His house.
所以到一个地步我宁愿在神家里面扫厕所。
And it's like to a point like I'd rather be in God's house and be cleaning the toilet.
对，我也不喜欢躺在那个五星级饭店里。
And I don't want to be lying down in a five-star hotel.
对，这是诗篇84篇里面的感觉。
This is the sense that you would get in Psalm 84.
好，我想我今天就是我们是借着神的话。
So today, we, through the word of God,
来多明白什么是福音。
We want to understand deeper what is the gospel.
因着我们多明白什么是福音。
And because of our deeper understanding of what is the gospel,
然后我们的追求，我们的生活，我们服侍主，能够走在对的路上。
Then our pursuit, our living, and our service would be along the right way.
哇，一方面我们经历到啊，基督是我的一切。
That we will really experience that Christ is my all.
另外一方面，我们在神的家里面来彰显基督是一切。
And then in God's house, we can manifest that Christ is all.
我们最后有点祷告。
So let us pray.
主啊，我们向你发出感谢。
Lord, we really give you thanks.
对啊，我们的确承认我们的认识常常很短浅。
We admit that our understanding is so short-sighted.
啊，但是你的预备是何等的完备，是何等的浩大。
And yet, what you have prepared for us is so great and so full and so complete.
对啊，我们向你祷告。
Lord, we pray to you.
帮助我们多认识你。
That we will know you more.
啊，帮助我们不仅领会你的爱，也更多来爱你。
Help us to really understand your love, but also to love you more.
主啊，愿有一天我们从心里的深处可以这样说。
That one day in the depth of our heart, we can really say.
主啊，有你就够了。
That you are enough, Lord.
主啊，你是我们的一切。
That you are our all.
把一切赞美，一切荣耀都归给你。
That we give you all the praise and glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天聚会就到这里。
So here ends our meeting today.